Good afternoon, brothers, sisters in the business. I'm speaking to every single one of you brokers, mortgage brokers, real estate brokers. I don't care what you're selling. I don't care what you're doing. We're back here again for another episode, a value-packed episode of Broker's Playbook. Today, I have the very talented, entrepreneurial, very smart Mr. Tim Ng of Ad Hoc Studios and Blackline, a gentleman responsible for really putting up a tremendous amount of noise into our industry, the real estate industry, as he has tried to put his mark on disrupting how new construction sales can look like. And not only from a theory perspective, but putting into practice, he is responsible for representing maybe half of the developers in the city, and we'll let him clear up kind of the numbers and how that's going for him. But from design, floor plans, renderings, the way new sales processes have now integrated within this prop tech platform, there is a tremendous amount of attention being given to these platforms, specifically Blackline, which he is responsible for. I want to welcome Mr. Tim Ng to Broker's Playbook. Tim, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Simeon. It's a pleasure. Been a huge follower of Broker's Playbook. Been listening to the countless talks on Clubhouse over the past couple of months. It's a pleasure. Thank you for the invite and hosting.
Yeah, we couldn't be happier to have you on and really clear up and get a great understanding of how your technology is changing things, of how your technology is making the difference in so many brokers' lives. And I mean, making a difference, not only into sales and increasing sales. Thank you, Ben.
Just getting some water here.
But not getting more sales, but making those said sales streamlined, making them easier to do. And of course, being able to reach scale, otherwise very difficult to achieve, by streamlining all the marketing assets, the design, and the developer's reach, meaning that a developer can execute documents on the same platform. So without me convoluting the message, why don't you start off, please, with giving us a little introduction of your background and yourself, how Ad Hoc started, and how did we get to the product, to a product such as Blackline over the last few years?
Right. Awesome. Yeah, for sure. So I'm the principal and founder of Ad Hoc Studio, which is a digital agency that created our software, Blackline. I started Ad Hoc Studio 13 years ago, straight out of university, actually. But I come from a second generation real estate family. My father owned a very predominant real estate brokerage, actually two real estate brokerages. So I'm very familiar with...
Which ones are those, Tim?
So there was a brokerage that he sold off. It was called PhilMax Realty, which my dad was one of the top brokers in the city before this whole platinum broker thing was even a thing. And then my mom used to work at Tridel. So I was involved with brokerages. My dad was also like a JV in a lot of development projects. And my mom was at Tridel. So come from a second generation real estate family.
Yes,
was always in real estate. Real estate was always part of the discussion at the dining table. I'd actually, it's funny enough, like before this whole platinum broker thing, this is like, you know, I'm talking 30 years back. But I wouldn't see my dad for like, let's say 2 months or something. He'd be like in Hong Kong and Singapore and things like that. And he would get half the building to sell on a particular development. And then he would just show up like back in Toronto and he'd be like, yeah, I just sold half the building for this developer. And I had no idea how he did it. I just knew as a kid that I didn't see him for a couple months. And, you know,
yeah,
he was doing some pretty big things. And it's funny enough that a lot of the pain points that I saw in terms of how things were done manually, it literally didn't change still hasn't changed for over 30 years. So I kind of took it upon myself and really wanted to disrupt this industry and, you know, digitize it in a sense.
100%. Well, I mean, I think what you're referring to that hasn't changed And actually, it may be worse now more than ever, is the fragmentation of the industry, how truly fragmented the Canadian real estate industry is, specifically the Toronto real estate industry is, in my opinion, one of the most fragmented markets in North America. Yeah. I mean, the way the business is handled, who controls the inventory, how the said inventory is placed into the market. There is still so much behind the scenes fragmentation where it's, I'm not going to say it's embarrassing because I'm one of the benefactors of the said fragmentation as a broker in the city and is one of the biggest houses for both new construction and resale. My team does close to $500 million in volume per year at this point.
But
as a benefactor of it, it's also embarrassing that it's 2021 and we haven't been able to figure out a streamlined approach, mm-hmm. an approach that favors democracy to the consumer, mm-hmm. to the consumer that we serve as a business.
Yeah.
And it's still very, very much the old boys and girls club, because I'm not referring anything to do with boys club, but it's still on a very old and traditional business model where past performance is rewarded well past the merits of the client, meaning you as a broker carry more weight than the client.
Yeah.
And I can see why that exists. It's just human nature, loyalty, and what have you done for me? I get it.
Yeah.
But it has no place in the modern society where digitization can equal the playing field and give a new broker the same opportunity as an old broker, should they want to work hard enough and be smart enough to generate leads. So I think as a team leader who has, I got gentlemen and women on my team in their 30th year in business, mm-hmm. who have a certain amount of entitlement, as they should. Mm-hmm. But I also have a guy straight out of Humber College that have every idea, that have that piss and vinegar. They want to take over the world,
yeah.
And they get every door slapped in their face because of the said fragmentation.
Yeah.
So this is where I want you to really explain why your business model has the potential to really be able to not only help developers, and we'll talk about that. I want you to talk about the platform from A to Z, but also what this can do for an agent looking to break into the market and how they can leverage this technology to win.
Yeah, so just to roll it back a little bit, like our background the last 13 years has been actually building out touchscreen presentations for sales offices. So whenever you went into a sales office, there'd be like these interactive screens where you'd be able to play around with and interact with for floor plans and layouts and things like that. So we've been the market leaders and the pioneers behind this technology and in sales offices for the last 13 years. Our market share in Toronto is about, I'd say year in, year out, 35%. We're in over 40 different sales offices every year. But about 4 years ago, we've been noticing, we've been tracking like usage rates and analytics behind like the interactive screens in the sales offices. And we've been noticing that there's just been a drop in terms of usage. And the reason why is because a lot of the real estate and the way brokers are presenting projects and presenting real estate wasn't just happening in the showrooms and the sales centers. A lot of it was actually happening like in a coffee shop at the brokerage boardroom. A lot of it was remote. And the sales office was more about like a final meeting spot to really execute the deal or to, you know, to make the final decision. And so we set out to build Blackline and 4 years ago, and we noticed that there was a big pain point in the industry, that there was really no single platform that allowed the sales team of the developer to distribute information to brokers or potential purchasers. It was either through some type of like makeshift website broker portal that people had to log in and then, or a Dropbox link where you'd have to like download a bunch of PDFs and then learn about the project. So with Blackline, like we're really trying to just standardize the industry with one platform. And just to kind of touch on your question there, was now with Blackline, basically anyone involved with the process in terms of the pre-construction deal is on one single platform. So you've got the developer, the sales team, the broker and their client, and also like the lawyer, let's say on the back end of things. So now with BlackLine, everything related to that deal and every person involved with that deal is on one single platform. So it's all talking.
How was that achieved? Is there a different platform they can compare? Like I'm thinking DocuSign or other platforms, like for people to envision, because I've used BlackLine.
And
I know the platform. I've used a few competitive products, and this isn't about BlackLine versus competition. So I don't want to take the conversation to a dumb level. We've used platforms like Avesdo, like BlackLine. Some of the marketing agencies have their own. They're all similar. BlackLine, in my opinion, where it kind of gets set apart is the fluidity of the app. It's very streamlined. Would you compare it to potentially maybe DocuSign Rooms or have you seen Kriya's forms? Like the way us brokers, when you do a resale transaction, you have the ability to enter a transaction, meaning you put 123 anywhere street. You enter the buyer's name, the seller's name, the lawyer's names. And now when you do the forms, magically, things happen. They make your life easier. Where do you see, like for people to understand this transaction specifically, where it ties an entire building sales into tying into 300 different brokers with 300 different lawyers, what has that done to the developer? What feedback are you getting? What has that done to the process, to the efficiency of it?
It's been unbelievable. It's been huge. There's competition. There's, sales brokerages that are listing brokerages that have their own platform. But what sets BlackLine apart is we're literally streamlining the entire process from day one when you launch to brokers all the way when the deal is completely firm from a point of sale perspective. And it's the little nuances and the details that we dive really deep into. And we have a really deep understanding of real estate and how every little part, every single player, every party, and how things are working, we cover every part of it. So for example, like your example earlier was that, there could be a rookie realtor that would be crushing the market and doing really well. So that's like an under the radar realtor that typically without our platform, the developer or the sales team might not be able to notice that. But with our platform, it enables the developer and the sales team to notice that, oh, that rookie realtor who, didn't do any deals previously has literally done 20 deals on my project. And on the back end of things in our dashboard, the developer can log in anytime and see that. Even when broker portal with marketing materials, like the initial assets where each broker is logging in to download just the project logo to slap it into their e-blast and their campaign. The developer can actually see who's downloading it, who's logging in to look at that and downloading it.
So this is allowing developers to look at key metrics otherwise that would otherwise be impossible to know. So they can also actually gauge which brokers are paying how much attention to their project, what features are they using, what design, what price list, what everything. Like they can literally track the movement of the agent knowing that I have X realtor, Y realtor, Z realtor using this every day. So I'm getting good value out of it. They're accessing my project. They're finding it easy to move around and kind of really make decisions on projects moving forward.
Yeah, so if you're a platinum broker and you get access to BlackLine, you better log in because the developer sees that. So any action, anything that's happening on the front end with brokers, like developers and the sales teams are seeing that. So that's the power of BlackLine, that they're able to make decisions on the fly. Yeah. With that data and the metrics.
What is BlackLine's objective today? So you've brought it this far. You have a tremendous market penetration at this point with 30-35% of the market. Yeah. What is the goal for BlackLine? You as an entrepreneur, you as a leader, you as a prop tech disruptor potentially. What is your vision for BlackLine in the next 6 months? What is your vision for Blackline in the next 2 years?
I think for the first 6 months, there's quite a lot of features that we're looking to roll out. That's a part of our roadmap that are some pretty comprehensive features, whether it's making the broker's job easier or the developer or the sales team's jobs easier. We're looking to just simplify it, you know, bring transparency, streamline that entire process. There's still a lot of items that are very inefficient and very manual as well. In the next 2 years, I think we've already positioned ourselves. So Blackline only launched like 2.5 years ago. So it's a very new software. But based on our credibility in the industry, we've been able to really build momentum. So we've really positioned ourselves as the clear-cut market leader in this space in terms of software and pre-construction software. In the next, 2 years, we are looking to really use, like, let's say, for example, the metrics and the data to help developers and sales teams make key decisions. And those are things that is still like a very manual thing. Like, nobody knows, for the last 6 months, which are the top performing areas, which are the top performing brokers. All of that is just everywhere right now. It's very fragmented, similar to what you mentioned too.
Right. Are you looking at building strategic relationships with data-driven companies to kind of help you with that? Are you looking at building out your own research teams? How do you view yourself from a business development standpoint, for you to achieve some of these data metrics, would you consider building alliances with key players like Urban Nation? Do you have other data centers in mind to collaborate with and be able to really delve into data and be able to come up with a better product? Or are you looking at building out your own research, your own R&D facility and keeping that in-house?
I think we're looking at everything, honestly, at this point. One thing that we've been able to do is use our technology and our tech expertise to co-create with sales agencies. So right now we're doing that with like Rad Marketing with Riz Danji's team. So in the last 6 months, he's launched some pretty big projects like One Delisle,
yeah.
Bayview at the Village. So one like very small example is he's able to pull up easily like the top five brokers that have performed for him for the last 6 months and see that right away. But that's powered by data, like his projects are all on Blackline. It's very easy to get that. So to co-create these type of solutions to make sales teams like Rad Marketing's job easier. And then also, potentially like look at data companies like Urban Nation or a RealNet, pretty much anyone in the space, and even like co-create things with developers, because that's still very archaic as well.
No doubt about it. And I think just as much as they are archaic, the data that developers use to do site selection, although archaic, it's very powerful. And I think just because I personally am in the development space as well, above and beyond doing new construction sales, I am a commercial broker and I do source and procure sites for various developers, whether they be high rise, low rise, and anywhere in between. I'm very much involved in that space. And the way they look at data is extremely different than anyone else. The way they look at the past of a specific node, as we like to call them, a location, a geographical area. Yeah. But within a geographical area, we look to identify nodes that are going to perform better than others. And we look at the official plan, we look at the secondary plans, and we look at where transit's going, we look at proposals. Tying that data, so again, the future is something that nobody can predict. But coupling brokers and the data they have from the street as to the trends that investors and end users are looking for, couple that data with the way developers look at real estate and the future, this is where a prop tech company like Blackline, like whatever your company ever evolves to be and becomes, et cetera, I think that's where the biggest benefit to humanity is when things evolve with like, because real estate touches everyone. It's exactly like a utility, like just like electricity, water, housing is one of our basic needs. And the way that evolves is going to affect the way things are done. And having a company in the middle that can literally speak to the process from beginning right to the end where the end user moves in, I think that's going to be key in as a market like Toronto is going to become a mega city. Like it was 2 million, now it's 3 million. Now the GTA and the Golden Horseshoe, we're talking between 6 and 8 million people. We are extremely, well I'm not going to say we're close to, we are on track of becoming a mega city. For sure. The minute we touch 10 million, that's the title. You're a mega city at that point.
Yeah.
And at 10 million, people do not realize the impact that that has on their lives, meaning that civilization is evolving and we're in housing and you're in prop tech. So like the reason I'm going down this tangent and coming back to it is these are the companies, you specifically, Tim, are one of the people that are leading change in the way things are done. Mm-hmm. Some people call it disruption. Some people call it evolution. Call it whatever you want to call it. Where do you see Blackline then in 5 years? When you sleep at night in your dreams, what have you had a vision as to what this can be?
Looking to just, you know, streamline that entire process, you know, there's still items like when you do a deal with your client, you're still dropping off checks manually, you know, at the sales office. You know, completely transacting real estate online in a full marketplace. That's part of our future plans as well. And then one saying that we've been saying, like, you know, the old saying with pre-construction or real estate is like location, location, location. And what I've been saying is like, that's actually going to be flipped on its head. And it's going to be location, experience, and analytics. And location is still going to be there, but the experience is like which broker, which developer or sales team is going to provide their clients with the best user experience, a digital user experience, obviously. And then analytics, so metrics around key decisions, or plans, layouts, suite mixes. What neighborhood amenities are people after? All of that is still guesswork right now. So I think, you know, digitizing that entire sales process from the beginning to all the way to the end, eliminating any type of manual check drop-offs and payments and things like that, and empowering everyone in the process with data so that, you know, everyone's making informed decisions based on data is where we see things.
Is there a specific challenge or issue that you specifically have solved for as a result of seeing your data? Can you think of something that where you can say single-handedly, brokers used to have this problem and I was able to solve it this way?
That's a great point. I would say the transparency around what units are being allocated, availability in terms of what is actually part of the inventory of a building, and the pricing around those units. We've been able
to, because it's actually live.
Yeah, we've been able to basically in the last 2.5 years, you know, that how closed off this industry is, right? Like, it's almost like it's literally the only industry you can think of that is closed off. Like you can go on Tesla's website and build your car, customize, order it and stuff. Like there's literally no other industry that's very closed off. So in the last 2.5 years, not only have we been able to like change the mindset of these developers to really like open things up, but provide brokers with that transparency around pricing, inventory, and then also like being able to, you know, have that and then submit reservations based on that as well. So submit worksheets.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I do agree, because I'm part of that industry and I have seen the evolution of that component. I have also seen the fact that I can log on to my Blackline application with my client together in the same office, and I can spin the building around, look at the views of a specific suite if they're an end user, look at the proximity to the garbage chute, look to the availability of the unit, the price of the unit, compare it against similar units in both budget and or square footage. So all those things that have made the sales experience easier, I have experienced and I like it. My next question to you, Tim, is where do you see or what role does virtual reality / augmented reality, VR, AR, have in this business? How do you feel is Blackline or AdHoc going to implement AR into the business model?
Visualization is a big point. That's the backbone of what we've been doing, and being able to visualize exactly, you know, what that party room space is, you know, what that lobby is, because all of this is just, you know, on paper, right? When you're buying pre-con. So it's going to be a huge thing. You know, everyone is moving towards making online decisions. Everyone is ready for the, you know, the Amazon of real estate, and being able to visualize these things that are not built through technologies like AR and VR is not just a buzzword or a trend. These things are happening. Like with our tool right now, yeah, like you said, you can pick your floor plan, you can see exactly where the view is, where it is, like the proximity to the garbage chute, see exactly where that unit is on the exterior of the building. And this is literally, you know, informing your clients, your potential investors, educating them around the entire project without even stepping foot into a sales office. So by the time, you know, they're going to the sales office, they've already pretty much made their decision if they're even visiting a sales office.
100% they have, and they get, like, a sales center actually cannot deliver half the value you can live or on screen, but you can literally do more with a Zoom now than you can in a sales center, from the sense of laying out comparisons live and direct on one screen where all the data is actually summarized for you, and price per square foot is summarized for you. And you can literally scrub what you like versus to what you wished for, to what you need, versus the price that your actual budget lies with it. So I think you guys have done a hell of a job with that. And really, Tim, I think that really concludes the questions that I had from a Blackline app. I think whoever is listening to this webcast today is going to understand that if they've never been exposed to the platform, I think it would be prudent that if you're in the space, or if you're thinking of leveraging new construction as a sales vertical in your business, that these are the things that you need to be made aware of, because things are moving quickly in the space, and you want to be part of the charge forward, not part of the fossil fuels left behind. So I think that kind of concludes my thoughts. Do you have some final thoughts to share with the audience from a Blackline? Would you like to have some type of invitation? Do you have some kind of an offering where somebody can check out the app? How can one really look into the app and understand it?
Yeah, we're on all social media channels, obviously, like Instagram, Facebook. And mainly it's, if you're involved with a project, it's not an app that where you can just sign up. It's an app where, you know, if you're on the list of brokers on a project, invitations will be sent out on that particular project through the developer or this team. But if you do have access to that, or your broker of record has access to that, like, start to get familiar with all the features, especially on the worksheet side. Like, for a lot of the worksheets and the reservations are on a first come first serve basis, right? So a lot of times you're racing to finish off that worksheet. The brokers that are more familiar with with exactly what fields they need to fill out and what content they need to upload onto that worksheet to submit the worksheet. Those are the ones that obviously get the requests first. So
for sure. And I will remind every single one of our listeners that Broker's Playbook, myself as host of it, I've been a Platinum Broker since the beginning of the Platinum Broker era. We sell well over, depending on the year, between 200 and 400 new construction units a year, just myself and my partner as well. We have a team, so we always end up at some very significant numbers. Ever since the last year and a half, I'd say, just before the beginning of the pandemic, I had started what's called the Broker's Playbook Collaborations Program, where I educate brokers and supply brokers with access to projects at a timing that they wouldn't otherwise have access to. So if you are in Ontario, period, more than likely, the Broker's Playbook Network will be able to assist you. If you want to work in new construction and add new construction as a vertical, you are more than welcome to send us an email to communityofbrokersplaybook.com. Business partners, strategic partners, just like Tim, are at your fingertips, where if you have questions for Tim on the platform, if you have feedback for Tim on his platform, you see something that you don't think it makes sense, well, it is your duty as a broker, as a user of the platform, to give that critical feedback to somebody, because it will create change. Tim and every entrepreneur depends on feedback in order to adjust and pivot to the right places. And this message going directly to real estate agents to make them aware of the cutting edge tools that are happening. Again, as a Broker's Playbook audience, as a Broker's Playbook alumni or family, you do have access to what I have access to. And if you're wondering how, simply shoot us a message, reach out. If you have questions for Tim, please send them in again to communityofbrokersplaybook.com, and we can definitely have Tim back on the show and or get his answers at our earliest convenience. Tim, do you have anything to add, my friend?
No, thank you so much, for doing this. You're part of the our broker ambassador list, and appreciate you always giving me, direct feedback on how to improve our platform. And, one of our successes behind the platform is we've built it with brokers in mind. It's not just something that we're building for developers to just randomly send it out to brokers, but we're looking to make your lives, your workflows more efficient. And we're constantly looking for that feedback from the broker community, because we're always looking to make, your jobs a lot easier.
Again, my man, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you. I appreciate your entrepreneurial spirit and everything you have given the industry already. I can't tell you how excited I am to see what's in store for your company and for our industry, as somebody who is literally making a living by giving to the industry. It's your value proposition that's getting you in the door. And that's a reminder to every entrepreneur listening, whether you're in the service business, in the creation business like Tim is, you're not gonna make or break anything by not creating. You have to create value. You have to solve problems if you want to stay relevant. Tim, thank you for staying relevant. Thank you for keeping us on our toes. Appreciate having you on the show. And I look forward to many, many years of working together, my man. I appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Take it easy.